Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Hey, it's snowing here in the population center of the United States. So if you weighed the population, east, west, north, south, you would find that the very center of the country, in terms of population, is Hartville, H-E-A-R-T-V-I-L-L-E, Missouri. And we're pretty close to Hartville. It's in Wright County, Missouri. We are in Wright County. It's about 600 and change people live there in Hartville. It's in decline. It's been in decline for as long as we've been here, 17-plus years. But that's where we're broadcasting from. And it's snowing, and it's kind of a very, very small... I didn't get a chance to look and see if we had snowflakes when I was out doing the farm delights. Some people call them farm chores this morning in the snow. But this is the kind of snow that sticks to the limbs of trees and gathers weight over time. And 33 degrees, it's the kind of snow that sticks on the power lines and creates weight and then breaks them. So if you're near where we are and it's snowing like that, brace for some power outages. Jason's Engineering at the Epicenter of Free Speech. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Kathy's with us. We're going to be talking about domestic engineering, practicality, saving money, and a lot of lessons that you can implement as a result of this two-hour class. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you? How is the farm?
You know, Kathy, it's really delightful. And I was thinking over the last several days, this has come up in my mind many times. I couldn't do it. I could not live in a city. I would go stark raving mad living in a city. You know, there are people who have small yards and they have a lawnmower that, you know, heck, they wouldn't have to change the oil for years and years. You're supposed to change it every 25 hours, but no, they mow the lawn in 5 minutes or 10 minutes. And so the hours don't build up on those lawnmowers. And heck, that's why they have manicured properties, because it's enough that you can manicure it. Where we live, there's no manicuring in sight. I mean, the only time we take out a string trimmer or a weed whacker is because we've got to cut down the stickers or something like that that are, you know, cutting us. But in terms of manicuring and in terms of shrubs around the house and decorations and Christmas lights and things like that, you know, we don't have any of that. We don't have time for it. We really don't. Not that we don't have a Christmas tree. Mrs. Fennelli, that's one of the things she enjoys about the Christmas season is the Christmas tree and decorating the Christmas tree. And me, I could probably live without, you know, without that. But, you know, I like the idea of celebrating Christ's birthday, and I like the idea of family, and I like the idea of being together, and I like all that. I don't like the forced exchange of presents, which is what's happened to most of the world through the marketeers and companies. Kathy, I was reading something very interesting. I'm off on a couple tangents here, but I was reading something very interesting about the first Great Depression. And I don't have all the information, but what I've read so far is quite fascinating. So 1929, October 1929, we had the Great Crash, the stock market crashed, and we entered the first Great Depression. And as a result, people lost their jobs, they lost their savings, they lost their houses, they lost their cars, they lost a lot, their Some bank accounts weren't insured, and they were flat out in serious trouble. About 25% or so were unemployed, and that number was gaining. So people were broke, no money. The products were hard to get because people didn't have jobs, companies went out of business. So the government got together with industry, and they pulled like the most amazing stunt. And that stunt was, let's create demand. Let's get this country back in gear. So one of the things that they did in 1932 was implement a program that would encourage consumers to buy stuff. So it used to be that if you wanted a car, it was probably black in color, if it was a Ford. If you wanted an appliance, it was probably whatever the appliance color was. And it didn't matter what the brand was, whether it was Sunbeam or any other brand. It was pretty much the same color. Clothes were traditional cuts, long-lasting. So the things that you would buy were long-lasting by design and by construction and by materials. Well, in 1932, the government got together with industry and said, we got to sell some more stuff and get currency circulating faster. So we need to create demand based on style, want rather than need. So if we create cars that look different every couple of years, rather than have the same old looking cars, people will want them because they'll look new. They'll want the new style in clothes, shoes, ties, colors, paint colors, everything you can think of was designed so that you'd want the new one. Because, heck, who wants a white appliance? Who wants those had refrigerators, they're white. Well, heck, you could get a different color. So as this progressed, and you, Kathy, I know you and the guys have seen this, you've seen through the 70s, which was an extension of what I'm talking about, appliances came out in almond color. They came out in some kind of a green. I don't know what the official title of this green color was. They came out in copper tone. Yeah. Now they come in black and stainless steel. People want them because, heck, they want the new look. They want the new headlights on the cars. You know, first they were round, just two, and then they had two smaller round ones, and then they had headlights put on diagonally, and they had tail fins on cars, and they changed the tail fins, and they changed the lights on the cars. And other than that, they were pretty much the same darn car. But the style was what drove people to want to buy more and more and more and more. And that got us into planned obsolescence, which got us into forced obsolescence. And now we think it's normal that when you buy something, it breaks, you know, after a couple of years. Kathy, any comments about that? It's insidious, isn't it?
Vince, it sure is. I mean, they do that today. Look at how they change the models of everything. I mean, you can get whatever it is a couple years later, and then those parts won't interchange with the other ones. Whether it's cars or blenders or, I mean, everything changes, and clothing's the same way. You'd buy something, and even though I'm not into the whole fashion thing, you just about get something that you think, okay, this looks pretty good. And then the next year, like the pant legs are wide, and then 2 years later they're skinny, and then they're short, and then they're long. It's like they do that. They do that with everything. And I know what you're saying. I mean, look at appliances. They don't even last, new ones, 4, 5, 6 years now. And that's how they're planned to last. I have a lot of old appliances that I hope keep going. But it does make me mad, that's because everything is so expensive now. And to replace a refrigerator or freezer or air conditioner or furnace is a lot of money. It's a lot of our income that could go to other things, like food or necessities.
I'm back, I think, in the 1960s, possibly the early 70s. my mom and I went to a department store, and they had a sale on a white refrigerator. It's made by Whirlpool. And this thing was kind of different. This had two-thirds of the capacity was refrigerator, and one-third of it was freezer. But the freezer was on the bottom, not the top. And it had two doors, which was kind of a new concept. And it was, and my mom wanted, when they built this house, she thought it'd be great to have a dishwasher. That was the first one we ever had. It was made by General Electric. And it was copper in color. It was actually two tones of copper. And so that was the new style back then. But the refrigerator that she found for $263 on sale, because nobody seemed to want this refrigerator, was white. So my mom bought it. It was a floor model, and they couldn't wait to get rid of it. It was a real high-end refrigerator. By today's standards, it was very simple. It just had two doors, and the freezer was bigger. And my mom thought, wouldn't that be great to have a freezer in the kitchen? You know, bigger than the small compartment freezer that was in most refrigerators back then. So this was a great idea. And it was made by Whirlpool, and it was really durable. But it was the wrong color. So my mom had it delivered to an auto body shop. And she paid them $75 to paint it to match the dishwasher. And they did a magnificent job. You know, this is when people were really good with a spray gun. So we ended up with this extraordinary refrigerator that lasted, heck, well into the 80s. And it was sold with the house. So it was extraordinary. Durable. And I guess Whirlpool didn't catch on by then that they really needed to cheapen the products as much as manufacturers have done now. But it used to be, Kathy, and you know this, class, you know this, that companies, and they used to say, build a better mousetrap and the world will beat a path to your door. Well, quality was king. And there was a company called Maytag. And Maytag made washing machines. They made clothes dryers. They made refrigerators. They made the appliances. And they were known as the best. You couldn't buy a better washer, dryer, or refrigerator than Maytag. It was heavier. And they would show on the sales floor, they would say, here is the belt and the pulleys of the other guys, and here's ours. And they would show it on a board that would show you that their belts were thicker, heavier, their pulleys were bigger. You could see the durability, the engineering that went into it that was not designed to fail quickly. It was designed to last longer. That was Maytag. Now, is Maytag known for that anymore? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think Maytag is just maybe a more expensive brand, but I don't think Maytag is touted and promoted as being, you know, the durable appliance. What are your thoughts? Do you remember Maytag as being the best, Kathy?
Vince, I have a 1984 dryer that's still going strong. And I had an old Sudsaver washer, Maytag, and the tub rusted out. My husband couldn't fix it, so we bought another old Maytag, which is probably in the late 80s. It's still going strong.
There you go. Now, how would you compare that to a Samsung? Just take a look at Craigslist, and you'll see all kinds of Samsung and LG appliances. They say it works, but it bangs, or it works, but the bearings are shot.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us, and we're talking about appliances and how we have transitioned, or the companies and the government have transitioned into convincing you to buy more disposable things, build the landfills. And they don't seem to be concerned about this pile that it ends up being small mountains in the cities, or right outlying the cities in the United States of America, which used to be washing machines and refrigerators and dryers and clothes and pretty much everything else that you buy. And so people have been convinced into buying substandard things. So moving toward quality items, I was thinking, Kathy, as I was putting on some, I would call it rugged wear or farm wear, to go out to do those the joys of being a farmer before the broadcast and then the snow and freezing weather, take care of the chickens and the animals. And I put on a quilted overalls, and these are, I don't particularly like them. They're made by a company called Walls, and they're cotton. They're thin, but they have a quilted lining, and they go from the tops of my boots, meaning tops of my feet, all the way to a collar. It's like a jumpsuit, but it's not heavy enough. I really don't like it, and I know that if I wash it a bunch more times, it's gonna be just threads. So I wanted to ask you what your thoughts are. Now, there are three brands that I think are really good. And I was wondering if you have an opinion. And the number one that I like, the very best, is Carhartt. But just a little bit below them, not much, would be Schmidt and Bernie, if I'm saying that right, B-E-R-N-E. I don't know if it's Bernie, Bern, Brene. I don't know how they pronounce it. We'll call it Bernie. Those are the three that seem to be pretty good quality. Do you have a feel for any of those, Kathy, and what you like in, we'll call it, rugged wear?
You know, I like Carhartt. My husband's had some, my sons have some, and I can't believe that you mentioned Schmidt. That was on my list. I actually went to the thrift store this week, and I found a flannel shirt for my husband by Schmidt. And I looked at the stitching, I looked at the quality, and I just grabbed it. You can tell it was made very well. And it's not frayed or anything, but and I got the feeling that it didn't look to me like it was barely used. But that's a good quality. And you know, I mentioned this before, but you can really look at a garment and look how it hangs. Look at the stitching. Look how the collar lays. Zip it up. Look at the quality of the zipper, the buttons. A lot of times, and I know this is not for rugged wear, but for like a shirt, even a work shirt, does it have extra buttons on the side or on the inside of the shirt? A lot of times they'll put a couple extra buttons in there, like one for the cuff and one for the front facing, the front part, the button-up part. But I do like those, Vince, and my husband has an old snowsuit that he uses when he has to go out in the winter and blow the snow. And actually, we're looking at one in an auction for me. It's a woman's medium, and he's looked all over. I mean, I'm sure I could find him if I wanted to pay a lot of money, but this thing is like for a dollar. So if we get it at the auction, I'm obviously going to get it when I go out and have to do stuff out in the cold weather. Vince, I think that quality, you and I were talking about quality things, and why are people getting away from, like they're selling their family's estate. And some of the things that we see at the garage sales out here and the auctions, I mean, if somebody was a young person or even whoever needed the tools to see some of the Snap-on and the old Craftsman and the old drill presses that my husband just looks at them and goes, wow, these are really quality. And most of them go for pretty reasonable. And I don't understand, Vince. I don't know if people don't realize the value. Maybe they don't have a place to put it. Maybe they don't do it. So that's why they don't want it. But, you know, he looked at that and said, wow, if I was, you know, 30 years old and I had the opportunity to buy all this rather than trying to buy it new. I don't know what your feelings are, Vince, but that's what I see.
Well, let's talk about it when we come back. Kathy's with us.
Sure.
And we're talking about domestic engineering, things you might want to consider spending a little more time thinking about. Class, this is USA Prepares, and that's what we teach, how to prepare. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update.
The flights, man, they were delayed. I was supposed to leave at 8:45 from O'Hare, and it was like 12:15, then it was like 1:15. It was ridiculous. I got some, you know, some airport beers, so it wasn't too bad.
A man found a way to calm himself at the Denver airport after a failure of a federal pilot alert system Wednesday temporarily stranded travelers across the country. This is the second major transportation failure in recent weeks affecting airline travel. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
These kinds of disruptions should not happen, and my primary interest, now that we've gotten through the immediate disruptions of the morning, is understanding exactly how this was possible.
The United States and its allies are preparing for the next round of sanctions on Russia's oil industry. They will go into effect February 5th. The death toll from California storms rose to 18 Wednesday as the state's National Guard joined the search for a missing 5-year-old boy who was swept away in floodwaters. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something
happening. This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Thank
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to...
Please,
for
2 seconds,
don't...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
If you heard the top of the hour, I'm sorry, bottom of the hour news, you heard the transportation secretary for the Biden administration, Pete, and he said he was talking about the airlines canceling thousands of flights because of something that happened with the Federal Aviation Administration. They're not saying it was a worm. They're not saying it was a bug. They're not saying that the network was hijacked. They're not saying. At least I haven't read where they're saying. And so what does Pete say? Pete says these kinds of things shouldn't happen. He's the transportation secretary. He's the same guy that's flown on private planes at taxpayers' expense, at least 20 of them. So it's the same thing. Whenever there's a massive chaotic situation, a calamity that could have been prevented, the government does the same thing it always does. Comes out and says, yeah, you're right. It's terrible. Yep. But, you know, we need to learn from this and we need to do a better job. They say that, I'm just paraphrasing, but that's what they say. They don't say, yeah, you know, I should have been paying attention and it's my fault and here's my resignation. That they don't say. Very quickly before Greg comes on, I see we have a call on the line. Kathy and I were talking about, you know, tools that you see on Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace and garage sales and yard sales. And what are people selling? It's amazing to me. Hand tools. I'm talking about socket sets, screwdrivers, pliers, wrenches, grinders that, you know, you plug into the wall and you can grind metal with them, like lawnmower blades, things like that, lathes, circular saws, radial arm saws, table saws, toolboxes. I'm talking about expensive toolboxes. I'm talking about the kind that roll around that you see mechanics have in their workstation at the automotive shops. You know, ones that cost $5,000-$7,000 to buy, and then they don't need them anymore. They buy them on time. You know, they pay by the week or by the month, and then after a while they sell them. I bought two of them over the years. Bought one made by Matco, M-A-T-C-O, top of the line. It's $1,200. It was probably $6,000-$8,000. It has, you can put 200 pounds in a drawer and roll it in and out, and the drawer will still just be fine. It's got massive roller bearings on the slides. Then that's one our son uses in the automotive shop. And I needed one that I, for me, in the barn. And I bought a Snap-on. They're both absolutely top of the line. And there's no way I would spend the $4,000-$8,000 for a Snap-on toolbox. I think it was $1,250 used. And with a lot of elbow grease, it came out just beautiful. I think I sent Kathy a picture of it years ago. And it's, why would somebody sell that? It makes no sense to me. And they sell bench vices. I'm talking about something that's 50 pounds. If you have any kind of a workshop, you need a, you know, an all-purpose vise with an anvil and a flat surface for hammering things flat and straightening with the jaws and holding things with the jaws, band saws, even generators. Generators, it must be like the government said there was a penalty. You all get caught holding on to a generator, we're going to fine you. Because generators are finding their way to yard sales and Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist. I don't get it. I mean, we're having power problems like crazy, and it seems to me that if you don't have a generator, you are in harm's way. Kathy, any quick comments before we put Greg on?
Well, Vince, I think a lot of people with the generators, they don't maintain them. You know, they start them up the first time, and then they don't do anything. My husband has talked many of our neighbors through, or friends, like, Did you change the gas? Did you try starting it? I mean, did you run the gas out? I mean, all that. Did you put, you know, whatever additive needs to go in there or maintain it? And they haven't, so they just get rid of it or it doesn't work. That's what I've seen. So.
Okay, so we're talking about is lack of knowledge about ownership of these mechanical or electromechanical devices. Well, you're absolutely right. If you have a generator, you should try it, make sure it works. And Greg has said that in the past. If you buy something from a store and has a gas-powered motor, start it up. And then when you're done making sure it works, then drain the gasoline or just put enough gasoline in to start it and make sure it runs, and then run it out of gasoline. Because gasoline in the carburetor will attract moisture, which will cause the carburetor internal parts to corrode, and then the generator won't work anymore. And then you'll see on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace where the person selling it says it runs, but it don't stay running. You have to keep spraying starting fluid in the carburetor to keep it running. That's what they'll say. And that's because they didn't maintain it, and that's because the carburetor's damaged, and you may be able to get a new carburetor. You may be able to repair that carburetor or rebuild that carburetor if you can get some of the carburetor parts kits, but maybe not. Now, how long does a carburetor last? Well, I don't know. I don't know, because we have a 1960 to 1962 model Cub Cadet 102. I mean, it's got the same carburetor on it. 1962. I just started a couple days ago. So you have to start it. You have to run it. You can't just leave it, you know, sitting for 4 years or even months. You have to run it out of fuel or keep starting it. The same thing is with cars. You find cars, people say, yeah, it's been sitting in the yard for 2 years. I want rid of it. I guess that's what they say. I want rid of it. And I think that means they want to sell it. And they ruined it because the fuel's been sitting in either the carburetor or the fuel injection system or the gas tank or the fuel lines. And the engine hasn't been lubricated. The brake parts have failed. The brake rotors and brake drums are rusted. Probably seized. So what appears to be something that you can easily fix, that's probably not the case. It's probably going to take lots of elbow grease to turn that around. Greg in Utah, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. You know, you were talking about washing machines, and there was a time now where I would not pass up somebody who was throwing away a washing machine, because the first thing I would do is I'd take off the control unit, the mechanical control unit, because, you know, most of them work. I would pull the motor out, and you'd use the motor maybe for a grinder or something else, because those motors were good motors. I'd take the bowl out, and you could bury that a little bit into the yard there, and you got yourself a fire pit. I mean, they were just, now they're absolutely worthless when somebody's throwing them away or selling for cheap. But, it was just filled with quality. In fact, there was a float valve in there that you could use for a stock pond to maintain the lever of the water. Many things that a good old washing machine, whether it was Maytag or Kenmore, I mean, just really good quality. But I found a little trick. I would go to a yard sale. I'd look it over and see how long I'd come back. And I'd come back at the end of the day, and I'd say, how much for everything? Because I'd already figured out what a good price would be. And I could usually buy everything there, because I wanted to get rid of it, for pennies on the dollar. And I'd go home with a treasure trove of just stuff that I could use. But, it's just, we're in a different time today. We're just in different times. Your thoughts?
Yeah, and you know, we're talking about washing machines, Greg. And by the way, that's a really good tip about yard sales, because people just want that stuff gone. And that's what they say. That's what they say on Craigslist. I want rid of it. For some reason, they can't stand having it around. To me, I think it's like better than money in the bank, because the money in the bank, or digits in the bank, or currency in the bank, is the term I guess most people would use is money in the bank, the old term. It loses value. It loses purchasing power. So, but if you have things, tangible property, tangible items, washing machines, dryers, vices, tools, they seem to go up in value. Seem to. But then again, I don't get it. How is it possible that somebody would sell a radial arm saw for $125. I'm talking about a 10-inch, you know, one that's been inside a shop, not rusted. It's unbelievable. You know, I'm talking about a Craftsman radial arm saw or a Delta radial arm saw or a table saw, a quality table saw, cast iron top. How is it possible that would sell for $75 or $100? It makes no sense to me. It's worth way more than that. And if I didn't have a bunch of them, I'd be collecting even more of them. And as far as washing machines, pretty much if you keep it clean and you oil the transmission of an agitator washing machine, which you're going to have to get on your, you know, on your back with a hypodermic needle, about 3 cc's of synthetic lube, into the little tiny vent hole on the transmission, put that in every few years, top off the oil in it. I don't know how long it will last because we haven't broken one yet. Seriously, class. I think our washing machines are running from the 90s. So, you know.
Yeah, and brand names, you know. You used to be able to buy a good pair of boots from Red Wing, you know. It's things have just disappeared. We've gone to a throwaway, you know, fill the landfill.
I have a pair of Red Wing boots. I bought them about 20 years ago, 17, something like that. And the soles are worn out. And so I called a couple shoe repair places in the big city, Springfield, Missouri. And I said, so I've got a pair of leather boots, and everything's good on them except the soles are worn out. Y'all rebuild them? Put new soles on? And they said, yeah, we can do that. And I said, so how much? And I think the price was around $85. And I said, no. I don't want to buy a new pair of boots. I just want them, you know, these, put new soles on them. And they said, no, that's what it costs. That's crazy. That's crazy, yeah. Because it used to be that you could get soles for $7.50. Now, they, of course, they'd be leather, right? When I was growing up. So, you're right. Well, very good, Greg. Now, tomorrow's Friday. We'll see you tomorrow, right?
Yep, sounds good.
Very good.
And hello, Kathy. Okay.
Yeah.
Hi,
thanks
Greg.
So much.
Hi. Okay,
thank
we'll
you so much tomorrow. For calling in. Yeah, see you tomorrow. That was Greg Lesher and realwaterindependence.com. Class, Kathy and I have a whole bunch more to talk about, so maybe you can hold your calls for today. Kathy, what's next on your syllabus?
Well, Vince, real quick, you were talking about quality, and I would tell somebody, like, if you have a Carhartt jacket, and even if you're in the store, compare that one to the cheap one, and you'll see the weight, the density of the fabric. You'll be able to tell and to feel it. But I do want to talk about eggs and egg cartons and everything when we get done, when we come back then.
Okay. So for rugged wear, Carhartt, Bernie, and Schmidt, are those the brands?
That's what I would go with then.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So during the break, I was looking at Carhartt overalls, or coveralls. They're insulated. Bernies are available for in men's, $125 on Amazon. And Carhartts, or Walls, $94. And Carhartts are $200. That's a really high price tag for, seems to me, for washed duck insulated coveralls. $200, you know, for the best brand. Kathy, does that seem like a lot?
You know, it does, Vince, but if you could get a good quality pair, it probably lasts you your whole life. I'm not saying that it's great to pay for that, but if you were somebody that used it every day and it would last you a long time, it probably would be outlive the three of the cheaper ones. So it's a lot of money, but hopefully you could find one used or, you know, and Vince, I do find, I'm fortunate. I have a couple thrift stores out here, and I do find quality things, and a lot of it's because where I live, there are people that do what I do. They're farmers, they're gardeners. You know, I find heavy-duty boots and gloves and coats, and which is nice for me. You know, Vince, I sent you a thing. I saw egg cartons for 79 cents at TSC. Just for the carton, I couldn't believe it, that that's how much they were. Now, it could just be they're up because of the supply and demand. I'm not sure. But I save all my egg cartons. I ask all my family to save them for me. And I have like six people within a one-mile radius that have eggs. And I'm like, do you need egg cartons? Or there's a couple people that I get eggs from sometimes, and I just drop off the whole stack because they have them in like their garage, and you can just go in and take them. But what I'm finding, Vince, is that I check. There's three people out here that I typically, when I go out into town, away from town, I should say, not in town, they don't have any eggs. So I stopped and I talked to the one man, and he said, nope, I haven't had one egg in like 10 days. He goes, I don't know what's going on. They're just not laying right now. So it was kind of cute because I walked up to the door and this big old rooster came running up next to me. And he's like dancing around. And then when the man came to the door, he jumped up on this little table. And the man picked him up and he goes, oh, you can pet him. So I was petting him. And then when he put him down, he was doing like a little dance around me. And the man goes, oh, he likes you. Because if he goes sideways towards you, he likes you. If he didn't like you, he'd be squawking at you. But it was just kind of a cute little story that this rooster was like the little, almost like a little guard dog running up to the door. But, you know, Vince, I'm just saying that there's a lot of demand right now for eggs. And we all know with the culling and the weather and the feed, it's really hard for people. But I do have some egg substitute ideas and food products that we can talk about a little bit now or when we get back. If you want to use them for baking or how to make do without it if you can't get them, or you want to save your eggs like for scrambled eggs and you want to use something different if you're baking. So I can talk about that if you want.
Sure. I just have a quick comment about the eggs and egg production. We're down about a third to a half in terms of the amount of eggs that we're getting. It's way, way, way down. Typically, with Rhode Island Reds, you'll get about almost one egg per day. I'm not saying you get a partial egg, but I mean, if you had 10 chickens, you would have somewhere between 8 and 10 eggs a day with 10 hens. Almost one a day. We are at one-third down to half down. So we're not seeing no eggs, but we're seeing a reduction. Now, that does happen in winter, but it's more than I think it should be. The next thing is, egg cartons have been really, really expensive. So that price of 79 cents, although it seems absolutely ridiculously high, you would think they'd be, you know, 2 cents a piece, maybe 5 cents a piece, you know, for the styrofoam ones. Heck, I mean, this is recycled paper if you get the natural ones. It's not like new material. It's used cardboard. It's recycled, recycled cardboard. So why are they so expensive? I don't know. But they are. And that's a problem for us here at Natural Farms, because how are we going to provide eggs for our campers, our guests on the farm, top quality eggs? And they are. How are we going to do that when the cartons themselves cost 79 cents? It used to be, a couple of years ago, that we could buy eggs at Aldi with the carton for 28 cents a dozen. I'm talking about grade A large eggs, 28 cents a dozen. I'm not exaggerating. Those are the facts. Now you can't buy the egg carton for 28 cents. It's a real problem. Kathy and I will be right back. We'll talk about egg substitutes, and we have a lot more domestic engineering lessons for you in class today.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.